USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Tens of thousands have joined the March for Israel on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling the crowd the United States will not walk away.
Let me be very clear. The United States stands unequivocally with our neighbor, our friend, our ally, Israel.
The National Guard has been deployed, but no violence has been reported. In Gaza City, about 3,500 people are trapped in the region's largest hospital, surrounded by Israeli troops and tanks. Israel alleges Hamas is using the hospital as a human shield, citing an underground headquarters of Hamas militants. A coalition of senators from both parties is putting forth a resolution cautioning Iran against escalating the conflict in Gaza. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham explains that the resolution encourages the U.S. to respond with military force if Americans are harmed by Iranian-backed factions in the Middle East or if Hezbollah initiates a secondary front against Israel. A collision on Interstate 70 in Ohio this morning has left three people dead and more than a dozen injured. According to the Ohio State Patrol, the incident happened when a semi-truck rear-ended a charter bus carrying high school students east of Columbus. The bus was taking band students and chaperones from Tuscarawas Valley High School to a conference in Columbus. President Biden is actively working to improve the bilateral relationship with China.
We're not trying to decouple from China. What we're trying to do is change the relationship for the better.
Scheduled to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco Wednesday, Biden told reporters his intention is to restart military communications between the two nations. A Delaware FedEx worker has been arrested, accused of stealing more than $99,000 worth of coins from a package. Police found the stolen coins and some illegal firearms when they executed a search warrant at a Wilmington home. This is USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
San Diego Padres owner Peter Seidler has passed away at the age of 63. Despite overcoming cancer twice, he faced additional health challenges in August. The grandson of Walter O'Malley, who moved the Dodgers to Los Angeles, Seidler joined the San Diego ownership group in 2012, assuming full control in 2020. Known for bold team moves, enhancing Petco Park, record-setting payrolls, and securing marquee players, the Padres under his leadership reached the National League Championship Series in 2022. Over a century later, the U.S. Army is righting a wrong. Lance Pry explains.
The Army is formally making a wrong right 106 years later. Black soldiers were convicted of mutiny for their roles in the Houston riots. Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarillo says the military paperwork will be changed, showing an honorable discharge. 19 black Army soldiers were executed. Most others received life sentences after they fought with police and residents of a heavily segregated 1917 Houston.
Unionized Starbucks workers are organizing their most significant strike to date on one of the coffee chain's busiest annual days. Starbucks Workers United stated it's pressing the company to reach an agreement on concerns related to staffing and scheduling. The union is also advocating for the suspension of mobile ordering during major promotional events. According to the union, the yearly occasion when Starbucks distributes free reusable holiday cups is its most substantial sales event of the season. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.